Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. This is Dr. Jenny. Hopefully, I am here with, I believe, I've got Reverend Susie B. and I've got Reverend J. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi. I'm sorry. I actually had to check what show I was doing. Could you tell? Was it that? I had to stop a minute. Wait, which show is this? Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that, everyone. Is everyone having a great Sunday?
Oh, it is like solar flare fun.
Oh, yeah. I think you probably feel like you've been hit with a solar flare. I'm trying to figure out why the Jets don't put Tim Tebow in. Does anybody know? Is anybody watching the games? I mean, I don't understand.
No.
I just love Tim Tebow. I just love my Tebow. I just love him. Anyway, just saying. I don't know. I know I'm not allowed to talk about sports or politics. You know, at least we could talk about God on this show. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes. Yes.
You know?
I wrote him a new song, and pretty soon I'll be able to do it for everybody.
I cannot wait for
that.
I was fortunate enough to be able to hear it, and it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So it's always a blessing when Jay writes a song. You know that.
Well, it gets better with practice. Let me just say.
Doesn't everything, though? Really, in life, everything gets better with practice. Because we're more comfortable at it, and I think we're freer. You know, when you're singing, I would imagine, like, you can take more creative license with it once you're because I don't know, I don't sing nor play a musical instrument, but I would think once you've got it kind of on autopilot for the playing part, then can't you be freer with your voice and add things to it?
Oh, yeah. You just get different inspiration at different points. And so even what you heard, it's changed from that. You know, that was like just the bass. And so now what you do is you start to layer it with, you know, stuff that hopefully will enrich it and make it better sounding. And it's kind of like what we do with our readings. You know, at first we... You know, the first person to call in, we're like, okay, we're ready. And then by the end of the show, we're like, boy, we're old hats at this.
Isn't it true, though? You know, and you always, and I'm sure we all do, it's not so much that we're excited, but it's kind of a little bit of nervous anticipation before the first caller, because you're right. We all want to do a good job. We want to channel our angel guides and our spirit guides, and we want to just make sure we do the best job we can, and we're always just like, okay, I hope everything comes through just the way it's supposed to for this client. And then you're right, by the last call, it's just like, piece of cake, everything's flowing. We know that two-way highway is open, and the information's like burning through, so that makes it a nice thing. I know that we are waiting for Grace is going to be joining us tonight, but I understand she's just running a little bit late, correct?
Yes, she had to work today, and the last time I spoke to her, she was just 6 miles from home, so I don't know where she
Well, I'll keep my eye in the queue to make sure that when I see her number pop in that we take the call. As everyone knows, this is what we call our Free Psychic Sunday Roundtable, and a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio do this, and I don't know who started it, but whoever did, it was a great idea. I love doing it. I think our listeners get a lot out of it, and what we do is we have all of our readers on, and we have myself and Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie B, and we're also going to have Grace on in just a wee bit, and what happens is people can call in, and we'll all give you our take on what's going on regarding the question that you asked. Now, normally when you have a reading done, and this is specific to all of our listeners tonight, when you have a reading done and you call in, you generally just kind of let the reader read for you. But because we're trying to keep this to just one, you know, basically one question per caller to get to everybody, we're going to ask you, you know, to ask us in what area you're looking for some divine guidance so that we can be a little bit more specific and pinpoint it for our callers tonight. And if you want to get in on one of those readings, give us a call at 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. And we'll go ahead and we'll start taking callers in just a second. So everyone knows, caller with extension 519, caller with extension 609, caller with extension 207, and caller with extension 503 are in the queue coming up pretty quick, so I'll let you know that. And then after that, I believe we have 618 and 604, just so you know. I'm going to ask Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie if either of you have ever worked with hand reflexology.
No.
I have some experience with it, but I'm not great at it, and I've done a little bit of studying on it. There's I know a couple of people that are really great at it.
Really? Yeah. I know someone who's very good. She works with the feet, but she's awesome. And, you know, it's the same thing. But with the hands, I was at a place where the former, I guess we'll say Reverend from the Casadega Church has a place over in Daytona Beach. It's a metaphysical shop. And a really interesting place. They do a lot of educational programs in there. And I was over there yesterday and with Jessica, and they were showing us some of the reflexology. And I had a little bit of a sinus headache. And it's amazing how you can press on either your left or right hand, kind of put pressure down, right, on your ring finger, any one of your fingers, and try each one and just hold it steady. It's amazing how it will take care of sinus headaches or just regular headaches. If you're having a migraine, it actually will stop it. And I can tell you it stopped my sinus headache. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I totally know that that's possible. And same thing with reflexology with your feet. There's a point on of every part of your body on the bottoms of your feet.
And Jay, I know you're having a problem with your shoulder right now, right?
Yeah, I am having a little bit of ascension. I don't feel like it's an actual, I didn't do anything to hurt myself. So makes me think it's an ascension thing. So
I'm going to make a suggestion to you. I mean, I know that even though it's an ascension thing, do you want to feel the pain?
Oh, nope.
No. Okay. So this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I want you to take your left hand, okay, and just kind of hold it out in front of you with your fingers all out, okay?
Okay?
All right. And then I want you to take, and just below your pinky, okay, imagine about half the size of a penny where your pinky is connected with your palm of your hand, okay? So go down the pinky finger, and then pretend there's a half of a penny, like a half of a moon of a penny, beneath where your pinky connects with the palm of your hand. And I want you to squeeze right there.
It's funny because before you even said that, I went right to that spot.
See? You know, now I want you just kind of squeeze there a minute and see if it might just relieve some of the pressure that you have.
It already did.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes,
amen. It was like a cat, so it was, you know, it is kind of amazing that just that little bit of adding pressure right there, you know, it like led up to catch up.
Right, exactly. And that's how it was for me and my sinus headache. I always say everything happens for a good reason. I had no intention of going to that location because it's bike week. It's Oktoberfest, bike fest, whatever you call it. Is it bike Oktoberfest? I don't know what they call it. All I know is Daytona's loaded with motorcycles right now. And so we were headed over to Port Orange because my daughter's getting over bronchitis and pneumonia and all that good stuff. And so I wanted her to get some fresh salt ocean air. And we thought we'd make a stop at that store. And so, see, it was a good thing for everybody involved. There you go.
Yes, that was meant to be.
Exactly. There you are. All righty. Well, I know that Grace will be calling in shortly, and I know that Kelly is in our chat room. Kelly is our chat room mom on Sunday night for the Network of Christian Psychics, and so she's in there, and we welcome her to the show. She's always so kind to offer her time like Susie B. is on Wednesday night for our Wednesday night show, and Kelly's saying hello to everybody, which is really kind of her. And I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we're going to have to play a quick short commercial break, and then Grace will join us, I'm sure, as soon as she can, but then as soon as the little promo ad is done, we'll go ahead and start taking callers. Sound good, everyone?
Sure.
Do you have a question, Jay?
No, I was going to say we can go ahead, and or should we wait for Grace?
Well, I would like to, I always like to wait for Grace because I feel like the energy when everybody is here is really good. But if Grace is running late, we don't want to keep our callers waiting either. So we'll just, you know, we'll see what happens. We're just going to take a short commercial break for 1 minute, and then we'll go ahead with our first reading, okay?
Great, yes.
Okay, here we go. At the Network of Christian Psychics, our spiritual advisors believe in God and understand that sometimes a reading might look scary because we interpret messages that come to us from the angels. We can help to guide you along the path of your life. The messages of your angels are only for your highest good and will help to bring abundance, love, and wealth into your life. If you would like to contact one of our advisors right now, log on to www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. A special congratulations to the Network of Christian Psychics for being voted Best Online Psychic Network by NAPS, the National Association of Psychics and Spiritualists. If you'd like to speak to an advisor at the Network of Christian Psychics, please log on to their website at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. And we're back with the Network of Christian Psychics, and I think we've actually been joined by Grace. Welcome, Grace.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. I expected you to be out of breath from running from the car into the house and dialing in. You made it. Yay.
I have had the most blessed day, so I thank God and all the angels today that have been with me all day long.
Amen. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, does the energy circle feel complete, everybody? Jay? Susie?
Yes.
You know I'm always happy.
You know,
I am.
Me too. Couldn't start without Grace because it just didn't feel right. Here we go. Aww. We're going to go ahead and take our first caller now. This is area code 519 with a prefix of 822. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, what a blessing. Thank you so much for taking my call. I only kept thinking in my head was Amazing Grace.
Oh, I love that
thank
song.
You. And do you know I wear that fragrance?
You what?
I wear that fragrance.
Oh, you're kidding.
There is a fragrance from Philosophy, and it's called Amazing Grace. Yes.
I did not know that. Aw, I sing that song all day, and I have a 16-year-old daughter, and she got in the car with her friend, and somebody said a tag name, I think it was, like, how sweet this, and the both of them started saying the words, and they looked at each other and they said, I don't know where the words came from, something like that. And I started laughing to myself because I thought, here I'm singing that song all the time to myself, and they're picking up the words, but they didn't realize that they were picking up the words to the song. It was so cute to see them both. Wait a minute, I think we know
that's
the words
cute.
To this song. It was cute, yeah. So
that's
thank
cool.
you for taking my call. What a huge
You're
blessing.
Welcome. You're welcome. How can we? Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name's Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen. And where are you calling from tonight?
From Canada.
Canada. Ah, yes. Yeah. Wonderful. And what can we do for Karen from Canada? Uh-huh. That just sounds like it's an alliteration, right? So it's Karen from Canada. How
Karen
can we help
Canada.
You tonight?
Well, on my journey, I'm finding that I'm kind of. This is how I describe it. I feel like I'm a teenager, and I'm, you know, in the lunchroom, and I'm surrounded by mean girls. And I'm not. I'm just using that term, because in my professional life, in my personal life, and even in, you know, when I'm in an arena, my daughter's a hockey player. The other parents, it's like people are turned away from me. I feel like they don't like me. I feel judged, and I don't know why. I'm living a spiritual life. I'm learning to speak my truth with love. So it's not like I'm a harsh person at all. But I have made this decision to be spiritual and to, you know, I've humbled myself. But it's like everywhere I turn, somebody's mad at me, and I don't know why. And I wake up, you know, I have these dreams where I'm being confronted. And I'm just wondering if you have any insight as to what is being me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do I need to heal that? Because it really hurts my soul.
All righty. I'm gonna pass this on. But before I do, the first question I have to ask you is, who is Dave?
That's my husband.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm just getting, don't worry, because you're never alone. And is he a support for you in this?
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Not quite as much as you'd like, but can I tell you something? More than you realize.
Okay.
More than you realize. And that's the message that was I was getting smacked in the head with. So I just want you to come out and say it. And now I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Grace right now, if that's okay.
Thanks.
Grace, you're welcome.
Yes, I have a message from my guide. Her name is Diana. She's Goddess Diana. And she wants me to remind you, have you ever heard the saying that every time God hands you a blessing, Satan will be on your heels to take it away?
I've never heard that, no.
Okay, well, yes, but she's just wanting you to stay strong into your faith because you have blessings coming your way. And just know that the ones who are, you are going to be the light that shines for all of them. You might be the only Christ that someone that you work with or the mean girls, as you spoke of, might see. So just remember that, hold that dear into your spirituality realm, that every time, you know, you go into the room, to just, you know, let God know that, you know, I might be the only Christ that these women see, so that my light, your light, Lord, comes through. So, and you'll be amazed at how it's going to turn around for you.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Grace. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're welcome, dear.
And I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. to speak next. I don't know why, Susie, I feel like that you have some things in common with Karen. I don't understand, but I feel like you're on the same wavelength. I can't explain that. And maybe Susie, Reverend Susie, you'll understand why I'm saying that.
Yes, I actually have the message coming through that are you very tired? Have you been working very hard?
Yes, I think I'm more emotionally exhausted, though.
And I believe that this is the reason why you're feeling a little bit more sensitive to things. And what the angels are telling me is to stop. And they're very, very firm about saying that. Stop working and take some respite for yourself. You have certainly earned it, and you'll be more efficient with everyone around you when you take the time to do this. They're absolutely saying that you are out of balance, and you need to grab that time to get yourself back in balance. So you need to take a time out, whether that's taking a nap or going out to play, which would be shopping for us girls. And they are saying, please do not delay this guidance. And that they will be there for you, and new energies will come into you during your time out, and they'll even bring you some earthly help so that you are not feeling this way.
Oh, that would be so great. Is that why my lower back is out?
I believe it is. I believe it is exactly why.
I wondered, because I didn't know that I'd done anything, but I thought, isn't it interesting? I have a feeling this is telling me I need to slow down.
Yes, because some of these things that we have going on in our lives, which are, when we're out of balance, it takes its toll on parts of our body.
Okay.
And, amen. Yeah. So I am positive that Once you really, really take firm look at this very strong message that they're giving you, that you will, your back will ease up on you.
Oh, thank you, Reverend Susie. That's beautiful.
And I'm glad to help. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And Susie, I'm going to ask Karen. Did you work in interior design? Are you very creative that way? Or are you? That's the connection I would feel. Okay, there you go. Because Susie has a degree in interior decorating, and I just kind of felt
that
was the connection there.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm an artist, and I do murals, but I worked in the interior design field for the last 20 years. I left that job. It was a dream job because of the abusive person. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very abusive. Good for you, though. I'm going to pass you to Reverend Jay, but before I do, I want to tell you that a lot of times when our root chakra is either blocked or underactive, we'll get pain in the lower back. And that's often caused by, we'll see things like a defensive behavior or sometimes even a paranoia, where we tend to feel like people are against us because we've, for whatever reason. You said something, and I'm going from what you said, not from what I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
Only because I want to address that.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you feel that because you've decided to lead a spiritual life and to become more connected in that way.
Yeah.
Do you feel that because of that, people are looking at you differently?
No, I think. I just don't think people get me because I'm very friendly, and I'm very loving. So I tend to, if I see someone sitting off into the corner, I will go make them feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that in this new group of people, that these women are, I just said to my husband, I'm starting to wonder if they're threatened, if they think that there's something with their husbands, because I'm friendly with all of the women mostly, right? But I'm friendly with everybody, but they don't know me. And I'm very, how do I put it? Well, being in interior design, you know, when someone walks through that door, you're on with everybody. And you learn to qualify. And so it's very easily do you intuitively pick up on someone's personality and style, and I'm very empathic, so I pick up on people's emotions, and everybody was really open with me, and then all of a sudden, everybody just sort of shut down and turned from me, and I kept thinking, what was it? What have I done? What have I said? And I said to my husband, Dave, if you're right, I don't know, I'm just putting this out there, and do you think maybe in some way that. And then I realized it was one lady who is divorced from her husband. She made a comment about that I have a connection with her husband. Well, he's an artist, so we just talk art. But as soon as she said that, I went, I no longer can be open and free and be as, you know, caring because I'm afraid it's going to be misread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm older, but I'm thin, and, you know, and I take care of myself. And so I've had to really shut my light down in so many ways as to not threaten anybody. So I think it has a lot to do with that.
I know Reverend Jay is jumping out of his skin right now. Reverend Jay, I'm going to let you go ahead and respond to that.
Yes, making me laugh is really hard because I'm the jabbermouth.
I love it. Yes, Reverend Jay, what do you see?
You know, I got exactly what everybody was saying. I feel like you are isolated, and it's a feeling that you're having. You're not really isolated. Number one, you have your family, and you have that support, which you're kind of not realizing that that's there for you.
Okay.
And that is really important because that is your love strength connection. You have cords to your family that are so deep and so beautiful. You know, I feel like it's really, such a great connection that that's where your strength is. And that was the number one thing that they kept saying is, remind her how strong she is. She has strength. And And the other thing that I really feel like is because you are empathic that you're picking up on people's energy. And you know what happens with empaths, because I'm an empath, is when you're around people who are of low energy, it actually causes them to be, you don't mean to do it, but your light is too much for them. So one way to do that and protect yourself. It's a dual like function. It's to step into a diamond dome of protection, so that the low and negative energy can see your light, but they're not shunned by it.
Okay.
And that dome also protects them from attaching bad cords to you, like a jealous spouse. You know, she actually attached to you a cord. And what I want you to do is I just want you to ask Archangel Michael to cut that cord and send it back to where it came from and fill it in with Christ's light, so that, because when you cut a cord, it leaves a little hole there and you don't want anything going in there but Christ's light.
Okay.
So, but you don't want the cord kept to you either. So,
no.
I mean, always in a group of women, there's, you know, there's several elements of mistrust. For women, you know, men don't have it as much. You know, they don't have that jealousy factor or whatever it is that, you know, trigger women into being defensive or judgmental of the other people. So, so that diamond dome is going to help you in that. And what they'll do is they will see you and see your light, but they won't be put off by it. And then they'll be attracted to you. Because believe it or not, low and dark energy is attracted to light, but it can't approach it. But when you're protected, and it can come to the light and it doesn't penetrate them, they resonate or warm to it. So they will warm to your personality. They will warm to your kindness. You know, it's a, you'll know because you're empathic, and even through a diamond dome, you still still have feelings, you know, and you still have all, you know, that's the best, you know, and because I want, one other thing that's going on with the loneliness that I feel like, or I'm getting like you're like, feel like you're a hermit or somehow isolated.
Yeah.
And I feel that's part of the ascension thing, and which, you know, we're all coming into the Christ consciousness, and I feel like if you embrace the love that's at home, that will ease all of that isolation feeling, because, you know, you're a great mother, you're a great wife, you're a great interior designer. You're a strong woman, you're sensitive. You know, I feel like you have all these great qualities, and for some reason, you know, I just really feel like your light's just too bright, and
is that why I get that sense that, and it is, it's really strange. It's like everybody has turned their back to me and looking at me over their shoulders, not knowing what to do with me. And me standing there going, I don't understand. You know, the more love I give, the more they turn. And it's, you know, it's like they don't get me. And I just, you know, I pray every day to shine my brightest, to protect, I pray for the angels to protect me, to be God's light in wherever I am. And then I get that treatment, and it's like sometimes you just go, wow, like,
you know,
why does nobody get me?
The hardest thing for, you know, and it's really true, and I can tell you from a reverend point of view, is, you know, to be in that Christ wonderful blessing personality and have all these people that, you know, just aren't. And so, you know, what it's also teaching you is through your strength, you know, it's kind of strengthening you to be the light, because it is difficult to be the light.
Yes.
And,
wow.
You know, and
look at Jesus, right?
Right. Oh, I mean, he, and just remember, we all choose, he chose his path on, you know, on the whole, his whole life was chosen by him. He chose to do it. And it's the same thing. Your whole life is chosen by you too. And so, as you choose what you choose to do, you know, you become stronger or grounded in your resolve, and then everything just kind of bounces off you, and that's what that dome will help a lot more, is it just won't affect you. And I just think you're on your right path. I really feel like you're doing all the right things, and you should be proud of yourself. And I'll stop before I go.
Thank you so much. Wow.
That was beautiful, Reverend.
That was so beautiful.
I concur with everybody as well. I will tell you, I'm going to make a little suggestion to you. The next time you go to a meeting with a group of these women that they're going to be there, and if you want to feel just a little bit less sense of defensiveness and a little bit less of the kind of the paranoia that you probably know exactly what I'm talking about that overtakes you because you're thinking, oh, no. You know, it works with our body. You can get a little bit of rosewood oil.
Oh.
Believe it or not, essential oil. You can get a little bit of rosewood oil or frankincense, either one. Get a little bit of that, and then get a little piece of either smoky quartz or even some red jasper or even some hematite. But I would go with smoky quartz, a small piece. So go with rosewood and smoky quartz and stick it in your pocket. And, you know, it's amazing how that will help you overcome those feelings. You may walk into that room and feel that for whatever reason you just don't sense it this time. I think it might, for whatever reason, turn it around a little bit for you, and you'll find that your lower back is hurting less as well.
Oh, that will be so wonderful. That will be so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can honestly say that this has been such a huge, huge blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Karen. God bless you. And please feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show.
I would love to. God bless you and namaste, all of you. Thank you so much.
Namaste, namaste, Karen.
Delightful person, delightful lady. Okay, I think what we're going to do, does anybody have anything that they wanted to add before we go on to the next caller?
Nope. Okay. You might want to use some obsidian as also a grounding stone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Correct. It's sometimes whatever is most easily available to you, any one of those, obsidian, red jasper, garnet, tourmaline, hematite.
Tiger's eyes.
What's that?
Tiger's eye is another good one for her.
Tiger's eye. Tiger eye is good, but that's generally... generally, that's used for the second chakra, but I think for her, in this case, I really think she should go with smoky quartz. I mean, I'm really being strongly directed at that, so that's why I'm recommending that, and it's very inexpensive also, so I think that probably would be a good thing for her. Tiger eye is very grounding. It works mostly with the second chakra, though, and that will help with any problems that you might be having of guilt, whether you're putting it on yourself and you've earned it or not, whether you haven't earned it. Because a lot of times we all feel guilty, you know.
I kind of feel like it also gives you a little bit of masculine energy, and I think some of her sensitivity could help with that.
Okay. Alrighty.
That's just what I was getting with that.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Well, she's definitely still listening, so I think this is great advice for Karen from Canada, who's going to feel much better in the very near future. I know.
She's going to be a new woman.
She's going to be a new woman. And you know, it was weird. The angels, they gave me Dave right away. And the one thing I really kind of wanted to finish up with her was to tell her that her husband's the kind that's like water off a duck's back, like, oh, why do you let it bother you? And I kind of feel like that was the message that I was probably didn't get across to her as strongly as I should have, is that the angels were letting me know that Dave is her support, maybe not in the way that she thinks she needs him as support, but in the way that the angels think that he's being best used and she's being best served, because he's like saying, don't sweat it, basically. It means nothing. Ignore it. Move forward. And actually, if she does, she'll be fine. So, okay, let's go ahead and take that next caller. And I think this is caller from area code 609 with a prefix of 748. And welcome to
Hello.
The Network of Christian Psychics. Hi. Are you
Hi.
On in the chat room?
No.
Okay, okay then. I know somebody was in the chat room, and I didn't know if this was you or not. Where are you calling from this evening?
New Jersey, and you're my favorite show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. We love that, don't we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, what's your first name?
Desiree.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. How can we help you this evening?
My finances, and if you see me making any money with my healing gift that I have.
Okay, let's take a look here. I'm going to go with Reverend Jay first on this one. Reverend Jay?
I feel like your healing gift is your life purpose, is what you're supposed to be doing. I think that you don't believe in trusting is enough. Are you feeling insecure about it, your actual ability?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I... Everybody tells me I have it, and I'm not sure I do.
You know, there's a store, and you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a place right there in New Jersey that's a real spiritual center, and I can't think what the name of it is, but it's fairly well known, and... these girls that run it are great, and they do a lot of group stuff, you know, so they all teach each other stuff. And I just really feel like if you could, I mean, there can't be that many right there, you know. I'm trying to think what the name of it is. It might come to me. Something, it might be, I can't think of it, actually. I don't want to misdirect you, but it might be something like have the word downstairs or something in it for some reason. Well, anyways, I feel like it is your gift, and that is what you should be doing, and I feel like that you definitely can make money at it, and I feel like your abilities will be a lot stronger, but I think you just need some proof to yourself. I mean, besides, you know, because I do healing myself too, and the thing that really gets you, you know, you see people get healed, but then you still are not really with it. You know, you like, yeah, well, that was luck, or you know, you need actual physical proof that, you know, wow, this actually works. And
now, do you think it's with my hands or with my words?
Healing is both. Actually, you'll also be able to, believe it or not, use your mind, because healing intention is a lot through your mind. And so I think that, yeah, it's going to come through your hands, and it doesn't actually have to even be hands-on, but you'll feel the power through your hands, or you'll feel the energy through your hands. And is something going, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel, I got this message that I feel like I need to tell you that they're okay. So I don't know what's going on, but something might be going on, and don't fret over it, because everything is going to be smoothed out, whatever it is.
There's a lot going on, so yeah. Okay. That makes me happy anyway.
Okay, well, I kind of feel like there's, I don't know what the situation, I'm not getting exactly what it is, but I've got the message that said, just tell her it's going to smooth out. I'll pass it on from there.
Okay, thank you so much. Reverend Jay. I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. What she's getting for Desiree this evening.
What I'm getting for you, Desiree, is the angels are suggesting that you are really very good with working with animals. Is this true?
I have never worked with animals, but animals tend to love me.
Yes, that's what I'm exactly getting. And I believe that... that your healing ability is going to be able to very much help animals if you care to go into that aspect of the field. Okay. They're drawn to you, and you are going to be very, very good at working with animals.
Beautiful. Thank you, Reverend Susie B. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Then I will go on with Grace. Grace, what do you have for Desiree this evening?
Hi, Desiree.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. I am getting the message from my goddess, Diana, that you are going to be a great healer. And as Reverend Jay spoke of, with the mind, but also with the hand. And if you can take some of the classes on Reiki or healing touch, you will feel that either one of those are going to be your field of expertise.
Now, what was the second one?
Was healing touch.
Healing couch?
Touch, T-O-U-C-H.
Oh, healing touch.
Yes. And that, you can get the book, The Hands of Light. I mentioned that last week on last week's show to Dr. Jenny, and that was one of the few first books that I ever picked up when I started doing healing touch with a hospice patient. And I feel that you are drawn to totally want to help. That is the incredible thing, that this is something that you're wanting to do very much. So open yourself up to it and try to seek the knowledge. To the two girls that Jay was talking about, and just go with it and, you know, heal as many people as you possibly can, because you definitely have the gift. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome here.
Desiree, I feel the same thing. I feel like this is all meant to be a learning experience for you right now, and I feel like you right now you have qualities that include things like patience and strength and forgiveness and perseverance and compassion, and I see a glowing white dove, and I think this is your time to really immerse yourself, not only in thinking you can do it, but knowing that you do have the ability to heal, and then moving forward, as everyone has just suggested that you do, move forward, and actually start taking some classes, reading some books, because at that point, you'll not only start to get, you know, the practical, but the theoretical. You need both. You need the theoretical, but you also are going to need the practical, and that you'll get by reading about it, but then going to some of these classes locally that Reverend Jay suggested that you look into. And if I know Reverend Jay, he may even have that on the show, the name of that on the show next week, if he doesn't have it
please.
By the end of the show. Because I know him. He's,
actually,
yes.
I think it's called The Rainbow Healing Room. It kind of came to me. And the girl's name is Toni Guerrero. She's really great. She's also a healer, and I think she's the owner of it. I'm 99% sure it's called the Rainbow Healing Room.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes. So you see me making some money on this, or?
Definitely, I do. I feel like it's not all about money, though.
No, I know, but my finances are right now bad, so.
Right. I feel like that this will give you an opportunity to make money, something that you don't have right now. So, you know, that's how I see it. And I do see you getting money.
Amen. And I would agree with that. I see you making money as well. But remember this, like Reverend Jay said, make your focus, make your purpose be all about the healing, and the rest will fall into place.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, I'm not really not a money person anyway. It's just I'm getting kind of squeezed. So money really doesn't mean that much to me. But like you said, it's the healing that I'm more in tuned with.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Desiree, thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
You're such a delight.
And you're my favorite show again. You were
well,
good.
Thank
you.
Were
great.
We love
all
that.
Of you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Feel free to stay
thank
on the line
you.
And listen to the show. Okay.
I will.
Bye-bye
thank
now.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. That was great. Well, let's go on and take our next caller now at area code 207 with a prefix of 367. Hi, and welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, everybody in the energy circle.
It is. It is an energy circle, isn't it? Welcome.
It is.
What's your first name?
My first name is Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy, I think you called in last week, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No? Why do I think you did? I apologize. Okay. And you're calling from Maine?
I'm calling from Maine.
Wonderful. Perfect. Only because of the 207. That's the only way I could tell. That wasn't a psychic guess.
Oh.
How can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm looking for a long-term committed relationship, or emotional relationship, actually.
Okay.
So what do you see in the works? I feel that something's coming along.
Okay,
just
very good.
See.
I love that. Actually, my guides are telling me immediately go to Reverend Susie Bay. Immediately. Because I feel like she's like, yes, I know the answer to this one, and it's good. Go ahead, Reverend Susie B.
Okay, Cindy. I have that you are going to have a love interest come in, and it's going to be influenced by either your religious upbringing or spiritual path.
I think spiritual path.
Whatever, you know, path that you're on, you're going to be connected with somebody that's on the same path as you.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Perhaps maybe you'll be meeting someone, I would think, in your circles of this type of a thing in common.
Okay. Very good. So, great. Thank you, Reverend Susie B. Do you have a question about that, Cindy, for Reverend Susie B?
Well, I think my spiritual path is the jewelry I've been making. I channel and make one-of-a-kind pieces of jewelry. It's funny because I've developed a website, and I'm putting it out there that I'm looking for a place for my jewelry to go.
Well,
so perhaps
would you
this
like...
person...
Tell us what that website is.
Oh, it's www.cealark, S-E-A-L-A-R-K, studio.com.
Okay. Beautiful. And these one-of-a-kind pieces, are they all spirit-driven?
Yes, I make the pieces, and then I look at the piece and wonder who made it.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. I love it when I hear that. I absolutely love hearing that.
And
go ahead, Reverend Jay.
Yeah.
I feel like you're coming into some new beginnings. So is your business brand new then?
I've been doing it since 2005.
Okay.
But I just
so that's
recently
not what's
shifted.
Coming in. That is something else is coming in. Something else is going to be starting very soon that's new for you. I wasn't sure if it was the business because of how you said it was your spiritual path, so I didn't know how far on your spiritual path you were, but you're very far. 5 years is a long time to be, you know, creating like that. So this is something different then. You know,
okay.
I'm getting some message that something new is coming in for you. By any chance, another thing that I'm getting, and I don't know why, are you expecting an inheritance?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Well,
am I going to win the lottery?
I don't see the lottery, but I did get something like you're going to get some money, and that's why I was wondering if you were expecting an inheritance. So I want to tell you, I feel like you are going to have a relationship, just like Susie said. I think you need to make a commitment to yourself that this is either what you really want or, you know, I kind of feel like you're saying what that you want it, but you're not quite committed to it. And so, and remember, if this is what you really want and you make the commitment that, you know, love is out there, it just is not going to come knocking at your door. You're going to have to put yourself out to in places and, you know, even at museum. For some reason, I got a museum for you. Lots of times I tell people loves, but I don't feel that for you. I feel that you're going to meet somebody at a museum. So, I don't know the last time you've been to a museum, but you might want to start looking at, well, and it, maybe it's that artistic thing with the jewelry is why I'm getting that. So that's what I have for you.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And I'm going to now go to Grace. Grace, what are you seeing for Cindy?
Hi, Cindy. Well, it's not a museum, Reverend Jay. It is more like a very exclusive, high-end jewelry counter space area, like a little exclusive gift shop that sells nothing but high-end, one-of-a-kind pieces from local artists. It's almost like Goddess Diana is telling me that they're just waiting for you to bring by some samples. And when they see your samples and what you do and have your business cards ready, it is going to take off like crazy. And you're going to do some pieces that are just going to astound them. But through this work, and they might have like a open house or something and showcase your pieces, and there's going to be a gentleman that will walk into your life at that time. That is exactly what Goddess Diana is telling me, that you're gonna have a wow moment here very shortly.
That's interesting. Someone else mentioned something like that. That's very interesting. I'm getting chilled.
Beautiful.
That's a given. Do you got a name, Grace? Can Diane give her a name of a store?
No, I don't have a name of a store, but I see it as just it's a very exclusive store, and they have extreme local artists, and People pay top dollar for these products because they know they are one-of-a-kind pieces. And they also, correct me if I'm wrong, but your pieces have such a meaning to them that they resonate. When people see your pieces, they just gravitate to them, and they don't even know why. Like they'll see a piece like a ring or a bracelet, and they'll say, this is like the most beautiful thing I have ever laid my eyes on. And it's because of the love that you have put into it, making it. And it is actually the energy that they will be receiving from your piece, and that's what draws them close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what my clients say, the people who buy repeatedly from me just absolutely love my pieces.
Yeah,
I've just been to your site. The pieces are absolutely beautiful. Unbelievably gorgeous.
I'm going to look at her site because I love.
I'm going to have to say it again. It's www.sealark-studio.com. That's sealark-studio.com. The pieces are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. And if I may, I'm going to throw this out there, and I don't know if this is a road you've taken or considered going down. Sachs and Neiman Marcus, have you been in contact with their buyers?
No, I haven't, but a client of mine who has owns 15 of my pieces mentioned Sachs.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I'm getting that so strong, because, well, first of all, I'm getting that, okay? So that's coming from the angels. But I also have a lot of knowledge about not specifically the jewelry market, but retail. And I can tell you that those two stores particularly have individual buyers for their jewelry and will often put on very unique pieces out. And then if it goes in one store, they'll start putting them in their other stores as well. They actually are well known for doing that. So I'm going to suggest that you contact them, both Sachs and Neiman Marcus. Get their buyers. They'll ask you for your website. They'll look at your pieces. They'll view it. They may even ask you to send one sample piece because they're going to want to see the quality. That you, even though you can see it in the pictures, you can't see it in, you know, you have to touch it, feel it. And,
right.
And I'm going to tell you that I can almost guarantee you one of them is going just to pick up your line. They'll start with a few pieces, and next thing you know, leg out. So get ready. I think that's what Reverend Jay was talking about, how something was getting ready to go big.
Yeah.
But that's interesting because one of my clients used to work at Saks.
Ah,
and she,
okay.
And she kept saying, your stuff belongs in New York.
Well, yeah, it definitely does because your stuff has the three major elements. It has nature, it has the sea life, but you also have the tribal connection there. It's just beautiful. I didn't mean to talk over Grace. I apologize, Grace. Please, I realized I probably just talked right over you. So please finish. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Absolutely, you're absolutely right. I see where you're going with that. It is going to be big, and she is going to have a very wow moment. She's just going to be, and just, you know, don't bite off more than you can chew, because if they ask for, don't let them, because you do this out of love. And you very much enjoy it. But don't let them overwhelm you and say, you know, we need 200 pieces, you know, in a short period of time. No, you are exclusive, and you have one-of-a-kind pieces. And that is, you know, that will even give you more stronghold of your product.
Right, I agree. It's really not about the money as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I really enjoy doing my work.
Right, exactly. And that's the love and care that you put into each piece. That's how come when people pick it up and hold it, they get the energy of the love that you have transformed into the piece. And
well, I've had customers cry.
Yes.
Once they touch the piece.
It's funny. I'm empathic, and I have tears streaming down my face right now over your pieces. And I can't
wait.
Wait
till you see them. It'll blow you
away. I
know.
I've got to go to the website and order something because I don't know what it is. There's something with blue in it that is just resonating. It's a sterling silver piece with blue in it that just resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have that piece. I can't help it. But you
beautiful.
Are going to have a wow moment, girl. And you just, you know,
and
just know that it's all in God's love that you do this because it is your true gift.
And call us back and tell us how great the wow moment is. Because
I'm telling you, my whole body is shivering.
Yeah.
I can tell that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen, all right.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. So just do us a favor, like Jay says, when you have the wow moment and everything's really and it's there, call us. Let us know. We love when clients call in and just share that because it just it makes us feel so good and so happy for them.
Well, I will. What a wonderful energy circle you have.
Well, thank you. We're all very blessed to know one another.
Yeah.
Well, you're
thank
all
you,
terrific.
Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Feel free to stay on and listen, and you have a very blessed week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, wasn't she awesome? Great.
Oh,
she is
so blessed, Dr. Jenny. She doesn't even know how blessed.
No, I totally agree. It's like so amazing. I mean, oh my gosh. Wow. She's going to do well. She's got to let go of the fear, because that's the only thing that's held her back. It's kind of like the feeling I'm getting right now is the same feeling that I've gotten before when the angels have taken me to this place. And it's almost like I have some people that are really, really good writers, but they're afraid to submit their things, the stuff they've written, because they're afraid of rejection. And so they go for years never writing the last chapter. They'll write lots of things, but they don't write the last chapter. Because if they do, then they'll have to submit it. And that would leave them open to rejection. And I feel like she's afraid of the rejection, so she doesn't go after it. But she needs to, because it's time. It's
definitely
time.
I hope she doesn't smell that blue piece that's in Sterling Silver.
I already know the blue piece. I saw it.
You know I am just calling in on the phone line. I have no computer.
I know. I know you don't. And when you said the blue piece, it's almost like a powder blue. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But it's translucent.
It looks like a Larimar. I bet it's Larimar.
When you see it, I don't know. All I know is that, and it's got little silver pieces connecting it. Absolutely beautiful. And there are other ones that I saw with green, and it's got leaves, sterling silver leaves. It's just
we need to move on, ladies. Come on.
No, we're talking jewelry. We're women. My gosh, man.
I can't wear any of that.
But you can always buy it for us, Jay. Come on.
I know.
Right. Okay. We'll move on. We'll definitely move on. All right. Here we go. We're going to connect to our next caller. And this caller is calling in from area code 503 with a prefix of 933. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha. Well, hi, Keisha. And where are you calling from this evening?
Well, I'm in South Carolina with the Washington area code.
Okay, great. South Carolina is a beautiful, beautiful area. And how can we help you on the show this evening?
I was just wondering, what do you see in terms of my finances? Do you see them getting better?
In terms of finances getting better. Okay. I'm going to go to Reverend Jay first with this. Reverend Jay, what are your spirit guides sharing with you for Keisha?
I feel like you're having new beginnings too. Something's coming up for you. Are you? Do you think you're going to be getting a raise or a new position?
I'm looking for a job now, but I'm trying to get this business off the ground, and I'm like really confused which way I wanted to go. But I'm sure that I do want to start it. So, but in the meantime, I still need a little backing with that. So I was hoping I'd get like a job soon somewhere, you know.
Well,
to kind of help me with this.
I feel like very similar to the last lady. I got almost the same two hits, and that's that to trust and honor your feelings. You know, like really believe in yourself. That this is going to work for you, and I feel like you're having a new beginning. I feel like something new is starting, or something that hasn't hit yet is going to hit very, very soon. And I mean, I feel like very soon. And I feel like, do you feel like, let me ask you a question, do you feel like you've had some injustices lately?
Oh, you just don't even know.
Okay.
A whole lot of it for the last 10 years. But, yes, I just came out of a major injustice. But, of
okay.
course, I'm going to get blamed for it. Yeah, so.
No, I think the situation's going to resolve itself. And I feel like that you need to let it go and that will help you be released into this new start. So I'm going to pass it on from there.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
God bless you.
Grace, what are you seeing for Keisha?
Well, it's interesting, Keisha. I feel that you're going to be rewarded for this injustice that came your way. That you're going to come into some type of knowing that, and you're going to get rewarded for that. I don't know if that's going to be recognition or money, but Goddess Diana says that you are going to find justice is coming your way for you, and
okay.
you're going to be okay.
Mm,
all right.
Very good. And Reverend Susie B, what are you getting on this situation for Keisha?
The message I'm getting for Keisha is building. She's in the process of building right now.
Okay.
And it's going to be very successful with whatever you're working to build up. It is
mm-hmm.
going to come to fruition.
Okay.
And you will have a successful business.
All right.
Mm.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. God bless you.
That's great. And Keisha, the one thing I'm going to tell you is you are going through something, and it's almost as if have other family members pointed the finger at you? Is that part of what's going on here?
Every last one of them came
yeah.
together and did
mm-hmm.
what did their little nastiness, as much nasty as I kept them in. They couldn't do anything else but to try to put a lie on me to make me look as nasty as they are. But... Well, you know, here's the thing,
okay? I used this term earlier today, and I'm going to use it again. And I always say every show has a theme, and this is the theme. Like water off a duck's back, that's how you have to let it flow. Because you know who you are, you know where your heart is, you know that you are a good soul, you know what they say is not true, and you also know
right.
that you've done the best you possibly could in the given situation, correct?
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you know what? Like water off a duck's back. Okay. Just let it flow. Because
okay.
I'm going to tell you, in the not too distant future, people are going to start
mm-hmm.
to see the real truth. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't explain how or why, but I see the truth's going to come out more so, and they're going to be like, oh yeah, well. And suddenly you're going to see all the fingers retract, and
mm-hmm.
and you're going to see some very humble people, okay?
Okay.
That's a good
all
thing.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, that's very good.
All righty.
Exactly.
Keisha, Jay,
Thank
did you,
you
want
so
to add
much.
Something?
Uh-huh. Oh.
All those fingers retracting is all.
Okay, you like that. Good. Okay, amen. Keisha, thank you so much for calling in, honey. Okay, feel
Thanks
free to stay
so
on the line and
answers.
Listen. You're so welcome. You take care now.
God bless you. All right.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
And for all our listeners tonight, if anyone would like to speak to any of the readers, you can always reach them at the networkofchristianpsychics.com. And even Grace, if you'd like, Grace is not currently on the site, but if you would like to arrange a call with her, you can do so by calling the toll-free number 1-800-322-7705, and we can arrange a private reading with Grace as well. We'll go ahead and take the next caller. This one's calling from, it looks like, 618 with a prefix of 509. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Yes, hi, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
Venera, V-E-N-E-R-A.
Say that one more time.
Venera, V-E-N-E-R-A.
Okay, Venera, well, thank you for calling in. What part of the country are you calling from?
Missouri.
Missouri, oh my goodness. All righty, perfect. We haven't had a call from Missouri in a long time, so I'm so glad you called in. I've
Thank
got some
you.
Background noise on your phone. I just want
yeah.
you to know that.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm trying.
Oh, no, that's okay,
okay
hon. We're going to work with you. Don't you worry about that. How can we help you tonight?
Well, actually, I was wondering about one guy. I was just wondering whether you see us having a relationship in the future.
Okay, very good. I'm going to go first to Grace right now and ask Grace what she's seeing from her. You know what, Grace, I'm sorry. I'm being redirected to Reverend Jay. I apologize. But my guides are saying, no, go to Reverend Jay first. So I have to go to Reverend Jay on this one first. Reverend Jay, what are you seeing?
Gosh, I don't got a good feeling. Why did you come to me first?
You know what? It's funny because I was going to Grace, and I was like, no. They're like turning me like, no, you got to go to Reverend Jay. It's important. So go ahead. What you know?
I'm sorry to say that, you know, you didn't actually say his name, but I feel
no,
like...
No, I can tell you that if you want.
I don't need it because it came, you know, it like Dr. Jenny says, sometimes, you know, when you get the overwhelming confirmation, it sends out this strong jolt, and I'm sorry to say that. I just feel like you need to shield yourself, be certain of what you're doing. I feel like the angels are telling me to tell you this because they want you to be protected. Okay, I don't know what's going on with this guy or what his real story is, but I would be very thorough in your homework. Okay, mm-hmm. Because, you know, it is all about choice, and just because I said this does not mean that you can't have a relationship with this person. It doesn't mean that you can't go and have fun with this person. It just means, you know, I would be on the very, you know, the message was really clear. You know, be cautious. Be very cautious. And
okay.
I hate to be a wet cloth, but I'll pass it on from there.
Thank you. And now, Grace, I will ask you to share with Venera. Venera, I said that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's a different name for me. You know, I get tongue cramps when I have to say words that I'm not used to saying, so I'm sorry.
Oh, you're doing a good job.
Okay. Grace, what do you have for Venera?
Well, Goddess Diana is asking, Venera, is why, dear, do you feel so strongly that you want this man in your life?
Well, actually, I don't know if I do or don't. I'm just wondering if there's going to be anything.
Okay. Well, I had to agree with Reverend Jay that for some reason your energy is wanting to pull him closer to you, but he's only going to hurt you. He's only going to hurt you. So, you know, keep yourself guarded and protected, and I wouldn't start a relationship with this gentleman.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So it's very consistent. I was wondering, is there anybody else maybe?
Well, it's funny that you said that because you have several pairs of eyes looking at you. You're a very attractive girl. And you have
Thank
absolutely...
You.
Well, you have very beautiful skin, very, very beautiful skin. And there's also something, I don't know if it is your smile. I know it's your skin, and I feel that you must have a very beautiful smile, too, because when guys look at you, they do a double take. And anyway, that is what I'm getting. There is several pairs of eyes that are looking your way, and don't worry about this one that you are sort of thinking of. Let that go and be open for the next one that can come in.
Thank
just
you.
Just go with that intuition, sweetheart.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you.
We've got Reverend Susie B. Reverend Susie B., are you getting anything for Venera this evening?
Yes, for Venera, I got a message of finance connected with finances and career, money and love, and a balance between the two of them. And what they're telling me is to be a little bit more lighthearted at work and, you know, have some playfulness and laughter. And it will elevate your mood and energy level, and it'll bring you peace. That's what I'm
Sounds
getting
wonderful.
For you, Vanessa. Yes.
Very good. Very good. Can I ask you a question? Venera, I'm going to
sure.
ask you, and I don't know why I'm getting this. I'm getting an H. Is there somebody, is there a man that you've come in contact with who has the first name of Howard or something like that? There's an H in the beginning.
I can't think of anyone at this point, but it doesn't mean that there's none.
I'm getting a very strong H, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm just telling you it's coming really strong. There's an H that's coming your way. It sounds like an odd thing to say, and it's all I know is that there's somebody with an H in his name that's coming your way. If you haven't met him yet, he's coming. Pay
okay.
close attention to this person, okay?
Sure, sure.
Okay, very good. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add?
Nope.
Okay, then. I want to thank you so much. I hope this has been a good read for you by everybody.
It certainly has, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time and answering my questions. It was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. I think what we're going to do is go ahead and just take the next caller. Everybody still good?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Great. Whoops. I hit the wrong person. Okay, here we go. This is going from area code 604 with a prefix of, it looks like, 588. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to you guys. You're very gifted. Thank you.
Well, thank you. How can we help you this evening?
There's really three topics, but two that are most burning on me and causing me, I don't know if anxiousness is the right word, but it's like that. Love and money.
Love and money. Okay. All righty. And what's your first name?
I'm Charlene.
Charlene. All right, Charlene. And the person I'm going to go to first this evening is Grace, for real Grace this time. Grace, can you share with Charlene what you're getting?
Well, Charlene, where did you say you were calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia in Canada.
Okay. I have a feeling that you're going to be moving. And, I think that you're going to be offered, you're going to find something. Have you been doing, like, looking online at jobs and things like that? Like,
no.
Built or something that is, well, there's something that's going to be quite a bit of distance. I want to say, like a 50-mile drive for you, that is going to cause you to relocate. But that's going to be okay because the money is going to be well worth the drive. It's going to be a little tiring soon, and you're going to get this really soon. I mean, we're talking within 8 weeks that this job is coming to you, and the drive is what's going to be, but you're going to take it. Please take that job because it is going to open doors wide open for you, wide open. And is only going to lead to bigger and better things. So don't let the mileage, I see you thinking, oh, I don't want to go there. That is so far away. I don't want to put that kind of mileage on my car and things like that, but please take it. Goddess Diana is saying, please take it, because the doors are going to open wide open when you take it. And like I said, it's going to come on to you very quickly. Within the next 8 weeks, you're going to be in a job.
Is it more towards the area where my boyfriend lives? And I am open to moving. I'm certainly open to it, but I definitely work. And
yes,
I do have my business. So,
well, you know,
I'm certainly...
It's weird because I didn't want to go there, but I was going to tell you.
Okay.
You never know how far you want to go with all of this, because we do know more than we actually, but we're very limited in what we say. But when you take this job, it's going to bring you closer to a love life. And that's why I was so telling you to please, please, please take it, because it will bring you closer. You will be closer to him, and you will be moving moving there. So it is all good, girl, for the next, like I said, it's going to be about 8 weeks, but it might be even sooner than that. But it's just very strong, and the relationship with him is going to be very good. It's going to be very, very good for the two of you. I see you going out and enjoying a night on the town and just each other, and that's an awesome thing.
Oh, he's the love of my life. It makes me crazy, though. It's been long, and it's a weird relationship, so if we're going out and being normal, that'd be fantastic.
It's going to be so great. Well, you're fun. You're fun, and when you're around him, you have a lot of fun. You know, you laugh a lot. You have a lot of fun around. You know, there is a lot of joyous time with him. So, and this career move is going to be great for that, because it's going to bring.
Any idea what the career is? The direction? I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it's office. It's office. It's some type of office work. So. I don't know if it's business or medical, but it's office work.
Okay.
Office, like in a cubicle.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Grace. God bless you. I'm going to go to Reverend Jay now. Reverend Jay, what do you have for Charlene from British Columbia?
Hi, Charlene. I have a couple of things. I feel like, interesting, like what Grace said is, I actually feel like a family might be in the works if you move. I feel like, you're kind of protecting yourself and, being your total self. In the way that you are now, and I think that's what's interfering with your relationship, and it's because you can't, because of, maybe it's because of the distance, or you know, I don't, you have some walls up, and you. What I want you to do is really pay attention to what your dreams are and to define them. You know, if it is a family, I feel it's family, and I don't know if that includes children or not, but. I feel like family always includes children, but, you know, it's also, it doesn't have to. That's why I want you to define your dreams. You know, just pay attention to what you really want and keep that positive, the positive thoughts that you have for moving forward into what you want, because I think, like Grace says, you're going to step into what you've always wanted, and you're finally going to be home. You're finally going to have that peace, and I feel like you're kind of innocent in some ways. You know, it's nothing intentional. I just think, because of the way everything has been, you have to be a little guarded, but I think you're going to be so at home when you make a change. So, are you artistic?
Kind of, sort of. It's with limitations. So,
okay,
that's a subject to me.
Well, okay, because I, you know, when you were trying to get her to define the job, I kind of felt like it was going to be something to do with like artistic or, and I'm not artistic, probably isn't describing it right, but I'm thinking like a, where you do like media boards or something like that. So
oh,
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel, you know, that's kind of what I got. But yeah, I really feel like you're going to be coming into a family if you choose, you know. That's why you need to really define your goals, because, you know, we all go by our choice. And so if you're wavering on what your real choice is, you can miss opportunity, you know.
Right.
So... define that, go seek the job. You know that there's a job out there waiting for you or calling for you. You know it's not right where you are, and you know that, I don't know it's for you, but I feel like you want to move into family. So you didn't confirm that, though. Did you? Are you wanting that?
I'm open to that. I mean, I'm
okay.
Certainly open to it. I'm not closed to it. I have a family. I have children. But
okay.
He does as well. So, and his are younger, and mine are, you know, it's almost done. So that's certainly, you know, I'm open to it.
Oh.
That's fine with me.
Well,
I love children.
Okay, I feel like, well, maybe that's it, the uniting of the family, or because I did get like, you know, family and children. So great. So I'll pass it on then.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Reverend Jay. And I'm going to now go to Reverend Susie B. and see what she has for Charlene this evening.
Well, Charlene, as with an earlier caller, I am picking up for you, you know, that your finances and career are connected to your love life right now. Does that somehow resonate with you?
I believe I get imbalanced because of my concerns. You know, I do believe that. So yes, and I work for myself now, so that's entirely possible. Yes.
And we all know that finances can take a big part in a relationship. And so this is what's coming through that has to do with that relationship. And that's what I'm getting there. So, yes, what they're saying is and to be balanced.
Okay.
Balancing in your work and your finances with the relationship.
Okay, so pay more attention to that part of my life and let the other fall into place. Is that, am I understanding
yes.
that?
Okay. Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay. I think you've gotten some wonderful reads tonight. Are you comfortable with what you heard? Do you feel like it's been helpful to you, Charlene?
It has. Is that I'm in the right relationship with this man that I'm in. Is that true? I believe I am, but, you know, I can certainly obsess too much and be off on the wrong path, right? So I do believe I am. I mean, he's the love of my life. He really is.
Then
so,
isn't that the answer?
He is the right man for you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Oh, thank you.
Just if I can give you any advice at all, Charlene, it would be sometimes we tend to... we try to create the love of our life to be everything that we had hoped we could have, and we try to kind of make them conform, and when they don't, then we start to question. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm saying. And so don't worry about that, okay? You love him. There is nothing, and he loves you. Is there anything more important than that right now?
And I was listening in the other calls and thinking, you know, like, yeah, you just got to accept them as they are. And they're not going to say everything you want. It just doesn't. And
no.
Sometimes we misread.
No.
And that's part of our lessons, right?
It's not only part of our lessons, but take it for somebody who's been in a marriage for close to 27 years now. It gets better because you start to love them even for the things that they don't do. because it makes you giggle, because you can even count on that, and that makes it pretty awesome. You know, I can count every single Saturday night. My husband's going to say, let's go to dinner. But when I get back from what I call Adventure Saturday and he's done doing what I call his weekend warrior yard work, every Saturday night he's going to say, oh, well, I haven't showered and shaved yet. And do you think we could just stay in? And it's happened for so many years that it's kind of a joke between me and my friends, because we know it's going to happen. And so it's always like, I usually will bring something home because I know it's going to happen. It used to make me crazy. Now I love him even more for it, because I can count on it. Love a man you can count on. You got to love that. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, that was very helpful. And I really, genuinely, I've enjoyed listening to you, all of you. You're very gifted, and it's really cool how you come up with the names and the various things. So thank you so much. I'm grateful I got on.
You're so welcome. Please feel free to come back and listen anytime, okay?
I will. Many blessings and thanks.
Same to you. Bye-bye now. Okay, we are going to go to the next call, which is area code 603 with a prefix of 325. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I didn't quite know certain rooms work differently, so I apologize.
There's nothing to apologize for. Absolutely nothing. Actually, Reverend Jay did private chat me and say that that you had asked where you were in the queue, and you happened to be the next caller, and I said, she's the next caller.
Because
I saw the area code. So, yay, you made it through. Well, what's your first name?
My first name is Valerie.
Valerie, okay. And where are you calling from, Valerie?
I am in the state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Oh, love New Hampshire.
Really
do love New Hampshire.
Have you been here before?
Have I been there? Let me tell you, I have been to the great rivers that run through New Hampshire, where the rocks are so smooth from the river running, and they're like going down water slides. You know, I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? We used to go there summers. I wish I could tell you where it was. It almost turns into like gorges, and they're absolutely beautiful.
It's Keene, New Hampshire, right?
Yes,
Keene.
There you go. Yep. Is that where they have the bear thing too?
The cave, or no? Am I thinking of something different? Wait a minute. There is some.
I think Keene, New Hampshire. It's right close to the bottom of New Hampshire, towards Vermont, kinda.
Yeah.
So.
All I know, is it was awesome, and we used to go every summer, and we used to go camping up there. And I am so envious of your cold weather, because I'm in Florida, and I still have the air conditioning on. So
I am envious of your hot weather.
You know, I bet you if we switched, we'd both get tired of it after 6 months. So
I lived there years and years and years ago on Marco, and it was hot, and I miss it. I would go back in a minute.
Can you? I guess, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side.
On the other side.
So let's just agree that we'd like to have a mix of good weather. How can we help you this evening, Valerie?
I do have a situation, and I'm a little nervous about it one way or the other. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not really sure how it's going to go. It's pertaining to a court situation.
Okay. All righty. And you want to know which direction that's going to go in for you?
Well, go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm going to pass you over to Grace right now, because I'm being guided very strongly in her direction. Like, she's got the connection on this. So, Grace, what are you getting for Valerie on this? What? We've lost Grace? No, that can't be.
Oh, Grace, what
happened to you? I know. Hold on. Grace.
Grace,
I hear you. Grace?
You had me muted.
I did. I must have muted you when I'm sorry, when I muted the other caller. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Yay, you're back.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you said that, Dr. Jenny, that yay, because that's exactly what I get for her. I get justice for her. She sees, she will get the justice that she deserves.
Okay. Amen.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, you're a very good person, Valerie, a very good person. You have you have a very, very beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And Reverend Jay, what are you getting for Valerie?
She's getting some money.
Yay!
Yeah,
money.
Yeah, it feels like prosperity, good luck. I feel like go forward fiercely, enjoy. Know that, you know, the angels are behind you and guiding you and walking with you. And just kind of like, well, Grace got a yay, but I got cha-ching.
That's wonderful. I'm not sure where the money is coming from. That has nothing to do with my situation, but
it doesn't matter. I just got cha-ching. I know that something is coming your way, some financial prosperity. And now, have you been watching your health?
No, not really. Sort of.
Okay.
I don't know, a little bit.
You need to watch what you're doing and eating, and maybe get out in nature a little bit, because I feel like you might be getting some, I don't know, there's some pent-up health issues that could erupt if you don't take care of yourself.
Okay?
So just pay attention to what you're eating, you know, and try to go with like the natural grain or food from the earth, that like rather than the synthetic foods or the processed foods or the stuff that's easy to make.
That sounds good. I'm not a huge fan. I don't really do fast food. I don't like it. I don't really like the processed food. I mean, I'll eat it if I'm home and I make something, but it's not, you know, I prefer better food if I can.
Well, I think you can, and it's a choice, so.
Well, you're right, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So, I mean, treat yourself good. You need to love yourself. I really feel like I did get a cha-ching, so, you know, I feel like you're having some prosperity or good fortune.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Reverend Jay. And have we talked to... No, we have not. Reverend Susie B., you want to weigh in on Valerie?
The message that I'm getting for you, Valerie, is do you have some concerns and worries about your children?
I don't have children.
Okay. I don't know why that's coming through for you, but God is saying that He is your parent, and He loves you very much, and He is watching over you. You are in His divine light.
Beautiful.
And that's the message that I have for you.
Thank you, Reverend Susie B. And, Valeria, I'm just getting triumph. I'm getting triumph. I keep getting it over and over again, triumphant. So I just know that whatever you're working on, whatever's going on, it's going to be successful and you will be triumphant. I just think that's the most important thing, message that I can deliver to you this evening. Okay?
Okay. Just to make this brief, but the case was already decided on. And I liked half of the, I liked part of it, but the other part I did not. So I said to the attorney representing me, I want to take it to trial. And she was really furious. And I basically the other party, I don't know what will happen at trial. She warned me I could go to jail. I could pay a huge fine, this or that. Or if the other party doesn't show up, then it will be, it could be dropped. But the other party and I have had many issues over the years. So I don't know if it was a right call for me to say, okay, let's take it to trial. That's what I... I
can only tell you what I'm being shown, which is triumph. Anybody else want to weigh in on that?
Yes, I can. I can tell you. You have already said this, correct?
What?
You have already said, let's take this to trial, correct?
I have. I was a wreck when I said that. I was kind of trying to call somebody's bluff.
Well,
so far,
well,
I haven't.
That was your guardian angel that spoke those words, because you were almost like, oh, I need to redo, and you sort of was, you know, oh my gosh, maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, you know, but no, you will triumph over this. I don't feel that the other party's going to show up, and that it's just going to be a dropped case, and that's where you are going to be successful.
Okay.
Well, that gives
good.
Me a lot of relief. Amen. And thank you all so very, very, very much.
And when you go into that courtroom, you know you call in on your guardian angel to be with you and to let you be the light that God, you know, puts you in, and to let the truth come out. And he will do that. He will do that. He will be there with you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you
so much, Grace.
I
want to tell you, Valerie, you called the right show tonight. You needed to hear these messages. You definitely did, and I'm so glad you were guided to this show, because I think it's going to help you get through the next coming months. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you so much. You guys have all just lifted a huge weight off of me, and you don't even know. Thank you. God bless you all.
You're very welcome. God bless you, too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got one. Well, maybe we can get a couple more callers in. Are our advisors ready for a speed reading?
Okay.
I know they love this so much. Here we go. This next caller, I think, is calling in from Skype. If you're a Skype caller, go ahead and speak.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks. What's your first name?
Oh, my first name is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi. Welcome to the show. What part of the country are you calling from?
California.
California, yay. Okay, and how can we help you this evening?
Oh, well, I would love to know about love and career, and that'd be wonderful.
Love and career. Okay, the first person I'm going to ask to do our speed read, at this point in the show, we only have a few minutes left, so we limit each reader to 1 minute, and I'm going to go to Reverend Susie B. Susie B., what do you have for our caller from California?
The message that I'm getting for Gigi is sensitivity, that you're becoming more sensitive and need to make changes accordingly. Would you know what this means?
I need to make changes accordingly, meaning honoring that sensitivity about myself?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Very good. I'm glad that message came through for you then.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you, Reverend Susie B. Reverend Jay, what do you have for Gigi tonight?
Gigi, I got that you're having some difficulties and in finding joy, maybe. Is that what's missing, or is it just your love life that's really the problem?
No, it's not neither. It's
change of
career.
Employment?
Yeah.
That's what I was getting, was change of employment. Sorry, Jay, just needed to
It's okay, I wasn't sure. I was getting unexpected difficulties. I was getting a hard time, and for some reason I felt like it's taking your joy from you. So, what I think you should do is write your feelings down, figure out exactly what you want, just like it's so important for everyone to document what you truly want and get clarity. Clarity is the first step in deciding what you want and which way to move forward. And then the next thing is to be your word or stand in your integrity, and all will fall before you. So I feel like you can get over these difficulties. You just have to really define what is really going on.
Okay. Very good, Reverend Jay. And Grace, what do you have for Gigi tonight?
Hi, Gigi. What I have is for her to stand her ground. I don't know exactly what that means, but she needs to stand her ground, standing on her own two feet, and declare what she feels is right for her.
Okay. All right. And Gigi, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm getting something different from everybody else. But I just have to ask this question. I feel like you feel like you're being led in a direction, but you're not sure what that direction is, and you're just wanting it to open up for you. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And it's more of a spiritual journey.
Yes.
Is this correct as well? Okay.
Yes.
And the other thing that I'm getting is that it's almost as if it's like that work that's on the tip of your tongue, like you just can't, it's there, but you don't know what it is, and it's like, come on,
yep.
What is it? I want to do it, I want to, because you have
right.
a very willing spirit and soul, and you want to do something really good, but you just don't know what it is yet. And I'm going to say, start using those visions that you've had. You get visions, either you get them during the day, like kind of in a, I don't know how to put that. A lot of people get visions at night in their dreams. But for some reason, I see that you get them during the day. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
And they're like flashes.
Yes. Okay. Start paying more attention to those. Start writing them down. Start journaling them. Once you validate that they are truly visions, because they are, I'm telling you they are, I'm being told that they are, you'll be able to step forward and move forward. Okay? And then you'll be led in the right direction. And I'm going to tell you, follow it. The biggest problem you're going to have is, and I'm going to say this, is coming out of the psychic closet, because I feel like it's almost as if you're afraid to come out of that closet. I'm right on the money, right? Yeah, I know. It's
yes.
the angels. It's not me. I'm not taking credit for it. It is the angels. And I hate to do this to you, but I had to time myself too. And so please call in next week, okay? We'll be here. We'd love to talk to you more and longer. Call in like 8 minutes, 10 minutes before the show starts, and we can go into more detail with you, okay? Or feel
can
free
you just
to contact
me. Can you just tell me thumbs up on the relationship or not? Thumbs up,
really
thumbs down.
I can't because if I do, the next caller won't be able to get through it all.
You know what?
Just can I make a suggestion? You can contact any of our readers at the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and they can give you much more detailed information.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye now.
All right.
Pastor Jenny, can I just tell her that she's... Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
She said good news about her relationship for her. That's all.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Grace. I know she's still on, and I know she's still listening, and I know she really appreciates that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller, who is Mary Lou Who. Hi, Mary Lou Who.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I would love a message from Spirit.
You would love a message from Spirit. I'm going to ask my guides where to go first, and they are once again directing me to Grace this evening. Grace, what message do you have? Mary Lou Who, can I ask you, is your first name Mary Lou?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, very good. And what part of the country are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, great. Grace, what is Spirit telling you for Mary Lou?
Well, God is Diana. That's why I felt very close, because I am in Alabama. So I felt very close to you. You had a relative that is
is around you all the time. It's a male relative. Seems like it could be a young soul. It's not, I don't feel like it's a grandfather figure or even a father figure. I feel like that it might have been a sibling or a cousin or maybe someone young that passed on that's around you. Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all I can say is they are there for you, and they are like in your cheering section. So, anyway, if you wanted to elaborate more, just feel free to contact us, and I could go into more in depth. But anyway, I know there's some emotional things going on with you. And this person is saying that, don't worry, I am on your side and here for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. And Mary Lou, I'm sorry, because we're at the end of the show, I wanted to get as many callers in because they've all been waiting in the queue. But you can speak to Grace privately by calling 1-800-322-7705, and then we can set up a time where you can speak with Grace. She does advising, just like all the other advisors on the show tonight. By going to the Network of Christian Psychics, you can read up on each one of them. I'm going to pass you over now to Reverend Jay. Reverend Jay, what do you have for our caller tonight? Mary Lou, who?
Mary Lou, I think that I got that you have some sincere confidence, and that you're on the right path. I feel like this has been the theme of the show, but I feel like you're lacking clarity and need to write down your true feelings and desires and own them. I feel like you have a lot of ability that I feel like you're really sincere, you know, and that you're really of true nature of and born of love, you know, like you're like a special person in that, you know, you really are loved, you know. I mean, some people, I don't know how to explain it, but you also have that love from the angelic realm. So, and I think that you're just need to write it down and figure out exactly to get more clarity and to move forward.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Reverend Susie B., what do you have for Mary Lou?
Yes, I'm getting a message from Archangel Michael. And what he's telling me is that you created the situation and you have the power to change it. And the big words I'm getting is be proactive. You have the power to rise above and change everything in any situation and in any relationship. However, as long as you blame others or believe that they're controlling you, you'll remain stuck.
I'm not blaming anybody, and I don't think anyone's controlling me. But thank
you. Okay. Yes,
you
have the ability to change whatever it is
in
your life in a miraculous way. That's what he's telling me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very good. Mary Lou, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight. I know I've seen I think you've either been to this show before or it might have been the show we do on Wednesday nights. But I want to thank you very much for calling in tonight. I hope this has been helpful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye now. I want to thank all of our callers and all of our listeners. Feel free to come back next Sunday night right here at the Network of Christian Psychics, where we're going to always have a roundtable. However, next Sunday night, actually, we will not be doing the show, and it will resume the Sunday after that. but we will not be doing the show next Sunday night. I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you do want to make sure you get in the queue, call in 8, 9, 10 minutes before the show, and it's almost guaranteed that you'll get read that evening. Almost guaranteed, unless several hundred of you call in all at the same time, then we're in trouble. I want to thank all of our roundtable for being with us tonight. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, you all have just a blessed night, and I will tell all of our listeners to have the same thing.
She ain't rose, but she ain't bad. She ain't easy, but she can be had. So can I when she whispers in my ear. She ain't rose, she ain't bad, and Rose ain't here. She ain't rose, but she's alright. Oh, she's helped me through so many lonely nights. It always feels so good to have her near. Lord only knows what happened to my Rose. She packed up all her bags and just rambled on down the best girl.